Mr. London, Reel 39. So, the All Comrades Association.
Yeah, the first thing, the only thing I did about that was before I left the battalion, when the battalion broke up in Austria, there was this George Crooks, and he was a signal platoon. He was I think he lived in London. Before the war, he worked for a London newspaper. I think he was in the segment. He was in the segment platoon, George Crooks, and he got the idea to have some sort of a reunion in London, and he was talking about it for some time, and he got several people interested in it. Frank Reynolds was one of them. I was another one. Jock Ray was another one. And most of us in Bedford were interested. And he arranged. This was only George Crooks did this, so far as I remember. But the actual event itself was turned out to be a non-event. You see what I mean? Because for one thing, I think George chose a bad place. That was one reason. Another reason was that he had one or two let him down. But some of us did meet. Frank, I went with Frank.
Where was it at? Where was this place?
Somewhere in London. It was only some small. Well, it was a big. Big pub. George had an upstairs room, a big room in a pub. That's where it was, but I can't even remember where it was. I know it was in London somewhere. But that was nobody talked about old Comrades or anything up to then, and that didn't come to light until I don't know, when did it come to light? I suppose it must have come to light at the end of the war. Somebody had a thought, but I didn't go into it.
Did you ever go up to Durham at the end of the year?
No, I've never been. I've been up to Durham. I've been up to Fenham. Is it Fenham? Fenham Barracks. I've been to various places in and around Newcastle. I went once to where the young soldiers were came from. Where was that? Was that Fenham?
Was it school there, Cliff?
Yeah, Lovell. Duke Ken Lovell was there. I can't remember any cousin. I went to several places in North. I've never been to a reunion there. Old Comrade reunion.
And you never got to Bransworth, you said earlier, I think, in the interview.
Bransworth, that's the name of the place, isn't it? And I went there, and then one or two of these places. Then I went in the early part of the war, I had a couple of trips up there, escort, when I was on escort, for people who had been absent. Picking them up from the police station, that sort of thing. Other than that, apart from the fact that I was with them, the North Country people, I never actually attended any reunions in Durham.
Now, the reunion that you attended in London, you'd gone quite easily back into your old job.
Yeah.
Was that the case with everybody at this stage? Do you think everybody'd fallen on the feet, as it were? Or was there anybody that...
Well, I think most of them had. Most of them had. But, I think most of them had got settled, and it was surprising, really, because they were all different grades and that sort of thing, but I think most people settled fairly quickly. Yeah, I kept in touch with as many as I could. Some, you know, who, especially those who live anywhere near here. I tried to keep in touch with some of them from Bedford, but one by one I kept on losing them, and I never did know what happened to them, you know. But as I say, people like Ken Cave and Ian Neal and Doug, used to be the postboy, Bert Rolfe, he was from St. Albans, Frank Reynolds, Jock Gray, Bill Pinn, Vic Walker, Charlie Barney, they were all...
They were all from this area?
Well, more or less this area. I didn't even know that Charlie Barney had been taken prisoner of war until Vic Walker told me. I didn't even meet Vic. I lost contact with Vic in Italy, and I never met him again until next time I met him. Well, that's 5 years ago. That was the next time I met him. And I hadn't seen him all that time, nor Charlie Bray.
And these were men that you'd been with right from the start?
I knew him at Bedford and that sort of thing. I mean, I joined, when I went in the army, Vic Walker joined the same day as me. We travelled together to Bedford together. And Bill Green was with us, and Peter Griffin was with us as well. I knew Peter Griffin, I knew, lived at in Ware, near Ware then. That's where he lived then, but...
I'd just like to close the interview, Mr. Lonan, with a couple of areas that we haven't quite covered properly yet. First of all, was there ever a formal presentation of your military medal?
No, I sent it through the post. I sent it through the post.
And when was that?
Soon after I got back from our big mob.
What did you think about that? Because obviously... Other award winners would be.
Well, I didn't expect that I would be going to Buckingham Palace for a start. I thought that was what they do. But I think somebody told me some officer at. Aldershot told me, I think. I remember. He said he thought that's what would happen.
Well, you just get it through the post?
Mm. Yeah. And I send you a letter from Buckingham Palace. I've got it. It's stowed away at the moment, but I have got it still.
So that's a formal letter from the King?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other thing that we glossed over a little bit was you were wounded at the period that the war ended.
Yeah.
What exactly happened for you on VE Day? Where were you, and what do you remember about that day?
I don't really know. It's a bit of a job, really, because as I remember it, I mean, we'd only just about. Just before we went up into Austria, wasn't it?
But we were talking about it earlier on the tape, and you said that you were recuperating from your injury.
Yeah, because I had that long spell away, didn't I?
But can you remember how exactly the news of VE Day came through to you?
When I was told that, I was in I must have been in I was in somewhere or other getting some getting some remedial treatment, wasn't it? Convalescence, something.
You can't remember how
it was after hospital. I came out of hospital. It was after I'd been in hospital. And I think I was in some sort of, I was having some treatment of some sort somewhere.
But you can't remember any specific celebration?
Well, the only thing that I've got, I can remember that I must have been in this place, because I remember that I had a sort of a training schedule thing, fitness thing, and I was on that, and then we came back and we were having a dinner or something, and all of a sudden we were all called in, we all crowded into this, it was like in a big dining hall, but it was a dining hall, and we all got in there, and that's when they told us. That was when they told us. I remember that.
And what happened?
Well, everybody went potty, you know. we just had our dinner, actually. But everybody went potty, that's where we were. All I can remember about that was, I know it must have been in Italy. It must have been somewhere in the. It was before I made the long journey back to that RAMC convoy. So it must have been in Italy, where I was.
Was there any facilities to celebrate?
Well, not really. But people were grabbing anything, you know, any sort of booze. And where we were down there, I suppose we might have been a bit lucky, because at least we were able to get hold of tins of beer and things like that. And we got them at a later stage when I went back, like I told you, when all the natural rations started flooding through. But they just got what they could, you know. And in the main, there used to be either vino or something like that. Or if it was up in Austria, then obviously having another snaps, wouldn't it? Something rather similar sort of drink to whiskey, horrible stuff. Anyway, whatever it was, you know, they just got what they could.
Now, the other thing was, you mentioned briefly earlier in the interview about the use of captured enemy weapons during your time in Italy, where, you know, troops would acquire enemy weapons, but they'd be, you know, they wouldn't carry them because they were too heavy. But you did say, I think, that there was an incident where, you know, the battalion actually used enemy weapons. Can you remember anything about that incident?
Yeah, well, once or twice when, so far as I was concerned, I'd been known to use them.
Can you remember a specific example when you did that?
Well, only, if I wouldn't, I wasn't close to taking the weapon off somebody, whoever that somebody was, didn't have any further use for it anyway. But I'd probably use it, because very likely the magazine might be changing in the Tommy gun or something, and I saw that there, and I just used that instead. If I wanted to use it quick, I'd pick it up and use it.
And you can remember doing that?
Well, I did do that. I did do that a couple of times. I did it. I must have done it. I know I did it at Salerno.
Was that during the action on the hill?
After we landed, yeah.
And what weapon would it be that you would?
Well, I used two things. One was a similar type of thing that they used. We call them smizers. Similar to a Tommy gun. And the other thing was their ordinary machine gun, which was similar, slightly heavier than a Bren, but a heavier caliber bullet, similar to a Bren. Fixed nine job.
What did you think of their weapons?
Well, they were okay. I mean, in the heat of the moment, I use it. Those two, I can remember twice at Salerno after the landing. After the landing, I did it twice, I know.
Could you just describe those incidents in some detail?
Well, that was when we chased the patrol away. When we went out after the patrol, I used them once, used the Smizer once then.
That was after you'd used your Tommy gun?
Yeah.
So you'd used the Tommy gun and the ammunition?
Yeah.
And then you picked up the enemy
weapon? Yeah, and the Smizer was there, so I picked it up and used it. But it was, in actual fact, wouldn't have achieved anything there, because I think we'd already got the... They had two machine guns, we already got them, so they weren't going to get any more damage, but they were just on the run, but they were too far away.
And so you fired this enemy gun?
Yeah, just to keep them going, you know.
And what was the second incident?
I used the machine gun, where I knew then on that occasion, it was where I knew that there was another, that wasn't Salerno, and a bit farther up, I think. But I knew that there was a machine gun position. They had a machine gun position, and then it wasn't our job to get rid of it, but it was becoming a nuisance, so I used that there, the equivalent of our brain, shall I say. But I don't think I did any damage anyway. I don't think I did. I didn't like it very much. A bit too heavy. But just to try and knock them out, that was all I used it for. And I think the range was all right, but it was all done in the dark, and it was done in too much of a hurry. If I'd been able to think about it, I think I might have made a better job of it. But
you found it easy to use, even though you never...
Oh, hours were very easy. Oh, yeah, you couldn't beat the old Bren, as long as you had them. I mean, they had a different system, their machine guns. They weren't on fixed lines or anything like that, but you had one bloke behind a gun, and you'd have a number two, and he would look after the ammunition. And their ammunition was carried in tin boxes, and you were able to pick up the box like that with a handle on it, and it was all lapped over. All you did was you just feed it into the machine gun, and it just goes like that, you see. And all that happens is that it's just taken out of the tin. It's definitely a two-man job. And as I say, that wouldn't hit. That was the boxes were about that.
About a foot.
Mm. And they lapped over the ammunition. Lapped over.
In the instance where you would use captured weapons, you would discard them.
Afterwards, you wouldn't hang on to these things. Oh yeah, they can't. Don't worry about that. Yeah, so that was the trouble. What was that? You know, they used to say about them. when you've had a, if anything happened to your wife or anything happened to your tummy gun or your brain gun or whatever it was, you know, if something happened, something happened, you just have to get another one, that's all. Wouldn't as though you were scraping the bottom of the barrel, because there's always, they could always find you another one.